You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm George Prentice. You may have noticed a couple of really big planes flying over the Treasure Valley this week. The World War II B-17 and B-25 bombers were brought to town by the Commemorative Air Force. Both planes flew in World War II. They are major elements of our nation's history. Joining us to talk more about this, he's at the Nampa Municipal Airport, Ron Robinson. Ron, welcome.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to share some thoughts with you all.
Ron, tell us about the Commemorative Air Force. What do you do?
We're a nonprofit volunteer organization dedicated to keeping alive the memory of the sacrifices and contributions of both our veterans and our citizens to what was the most significant war in world history. It had more combined impact than all the other wars together. What we do is we acquire, we restore, and we fly these historic World War II airplanes to educate and conduct tours and provide living history flights throughout the country. The B-17 has been doing this for 33 years. The B-25 took a little bit longer to restore. It's been doing it for a little over 10. Public participation in these events is essential to us keeping our programs underway.
The B-17, called the Sentimental Journey from World War II, I understand it also appeared in several films, including 12 O'Clock High and Tora, Tora, Tora.
Actually, those were not for our airplane. Our airplane participated in the movie 1941.
And the Steven Spielberg film.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Yeah, and a documentary in England. None of our crew can remember the title of that one, so I can't tell you that one.
But quite a history.
Yes. The airplane represents over 13,000 B-17s that were built, you know, in World War II. The airplane is a G model, which is the latest version of the B-17. It's the one that was used from 1943 through 1945 to bomb from England the German area. It dropped over 690,000 tons of bombs, more than any other airplane in our inventory in World War II.
And the B-25, known as the Maid in the Shade, I have to ask, when you need parts, if something breaks, where do you get parts for these planes?
Well, we can trade amongst other groups with these kind of airplanes. There are only 10 of the B-17s still flying now, and there are maybe 30 B-25s flying. So there's some exchanges there. There's also people who rebuild some of the old parts, but we oftentimes have to manufacture the parts ourselves. We go back to the original production drawings and have to manufacture them, you know, per the standards that the FAA holds us to.
Can people fly in the planes this weekend?
Yes. In fact, the B-17 is out flying as we speak. We're going to be flying again tomorrow and Sunday from the Nampa Municipal Airport. If they want to sign up for flights, they can do that online at a website, AZAlphaZulu for Arizona, CAF.org, or there's a phone number that they can call, and that phone number is 602-448-2350. There's a selection of numbers after that. If you select number 2, I think you'll get to the B-17, and number 3 will get you to the B-25.
Can you talk a little bit about the crowds that come out to see and fly in the planes?
We have had two major events here, and major in my opinion. On Monday, with the arrival of the airplane, General Saylor, who was the commander of the Idaho National Guard for years and Gallon Field, he led a celebration of veterans from World War II and all the other conflicts that have occurred since then. And then on Wednesday, Nampa Mayor Kling led a similar celebration for a different group of veterans and civilians who showed up. We had some World War II veterans and some one lady who was a widow of a World War II veteran, and some people who contributed on the civilian side in World War II, as well as many veterans from subsequent years.
I'm curious about the kids that come to see. Tell me about them.
We have kids that are out here, and that's really important because the carry forward of the new generation is what's going to be important for this. We have kids as low as 2 years old out here with their parents, and many of the middle school and teenage ages kids come out. We will, while the airplanes are not flying in the late afternoons tomorrow and Sunday, we offer tours of the airplanes for families for $25. You know, they get to climb around inside and see what it was actually like to be inside these old historic airplanes.
How long will you be in Napa?
We'll be leaving Napa Monday morning, flying on to the next tour stop in California. We'll be here through Sunday evening.
What an honor, and it's so important, I guess, for us to actually get to see and touch these planes that are part of our history.
I think it's an extremely important history, and I think we and this every generation has to keep alive this memory. It was essential for our freedom. It was an absolutely essential war.
Excellent, and you've got tours through the weekend. Thank you so very much, Ron Robinson, with the Commemorative Air Force. Thank you so very much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, you as well.
And thank you for joining us. Our producers, our amazing producers this week who have put up with me, are Samantha Wright and Frankie Barnhill. Associate producer, Hannah Gardusky. Our program associate is Norm Gunning. Our theme music was written and produced by musician Will Hall. Now, here is my Friday gift to you all. Gemma Gaudette is back with you on Monday. It has been a pleasure, and thank you so very much to the folks who have graced these microphones this week. I'm George Prentice. You can hear today's program and previous interviews on our website, and that is BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Have a wonderful weekend. Gemma is back on Monday.